to get to it.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. Mic check 1 2 1 2.
Let's do this. Welcome to episode 76 of Real Talk Podcast. I am your host, Dell. With me is my co-host, Shug.
What's good? We in the mix. Let's pop it. This bullshit.
Let's do it. What's been going on, bro? I ain't talked to you in a minute, man. It's been a couple days.
Shipping love. Shipping real love. You know, I had some setbacks early on in the year.
Talk about it, man.
But today lit.
Come on, man. Ain't
today a good
day? Today's a new day.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I done arose from the crumbs and bricks.
Goodness.
It's on. It's
up to eating caviar and lobster, huh?
Oh, man, we on that bullshit.
Come on, man.
I feel good.
My snow crab red. Eating half of it. Huh?
Come eyes on, red. And I ain't sick.
Oh, Lord.
I'm higher than them.
Talk to him.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro. I would do the lighter flick for y'all, but I didn't light a flick too much already. Man, get into that bullshit. What's the first thing on the line?
I wanted to talk about the All-Star thing with baseball for a second, but I do want to start with
Let's run that. Kick that shit.
Yeah, let's see. Start with that. Start with that real quick. You get a chance to watch the game at all?
I didn't see any other All-Star game.
Baseball. MLB All-Star game was
I didn't.
Tuesday,
yesterday. I just had a lot going on that day. I think that's the day I got the car and all that shit and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Okay. I watched some of it. It was good. But I don't know. I think I was expecting more offense to happen. And it.
What was the final?
3-2.
3-2. And J.D. Martinez had 2 points.
Yeah.
Shout out to J.D. Martinez. You know I got to shout somebody. Shout somebody out for the Dodgers. Also, shout out Mookie Betts for making a good impression on Shohei Ohtani. He came out and said, are you impressed with any player? You know, they asked that nigga that in Japanese. And he said, yeah, Mookie Betts in Japanese. And
of course he did.
Of course he did. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make that L.A. to L.A. transition nice and smooth for his ass.
Before the trade deadline or next year?
No, it'll be next year. He going to just sign with him. He signed a one-year deal this year, like, you know, 40, 50 million, some shit like that, somewhere in between there.
Yeah.
And, you know, that shit going to be up at the end of the year. We're going to rock out and pay that boy big, big, big money.
Yeah.
Big blue Dodger money.
My only thing was, like I said, I think more offense. I was expecting more offense or hoping for more offense. And
why, you know, I just, though, all those stars?
It's a lot of stars. And I didn't realize there were so many players overall on both teams. I'm like,
juiced up.
I'm like, damn. Like,
you just looking at, you know, what it'd be a single because you got it in a gap. These the guys that could really dive and go get that shit and have you out.
Right. But I guess I'm saying to help the brand of baseball, like, popularize it more. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right, because I don't think that some people really offense. Look forward to, you know. Yeah. It's low-key on the same rim as the Pro Bowl. Like, people just not fucking with it. Because they still watch the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah, because it's a lot of All-Star weekend festivity shit. And, like, you really can't not have fun in basketball. Like, the All-Star game is perfect in basketball.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And I also feel like, but I don't know if there's a way to make the game like that. You know, like, bro, the game is... Baseball is such a tactical game that however you play, you know, the way these guys going to play, because they the best in the league. Come on, bro. Like, by the game being so tactical, they going to do everything right. So, I mean, it's a lot of outs, quick outs.
Yeah.
Ain't many mistakes happening.
Right. I want to say last year or in recent time, I remember that the winner of the All-Star game in baseball, I believe it was, was the home team in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a way to incentivize the players to actually compete for it. You know what I'm saying?
All out. You think they lacking, like, on...
I remember what I wanted to start with.
You think they lacking on, like, real play? Like, you think they out there bullshitting? Like, you think they doing what the NBA players doing? Because I personally think they going all out.
Not necessarily, no, but
like,
I'm just
maybe
saying.
Not... They keeping themselves out of injury, which in baseball is different than... any other sport, because, I mean, fuck, to keep yourself out of injury, just don't really dive loosey-goosey with your fucking shoulder in the way.
Right.
Or but, something.
I don't know. I guess.
Let's say they're really 80%.
Can't. Yeah.
Right, because you really can't. Because you really can't keep the game.
Best players.
And if you did, it'd be a bunch of fucking points.
Right.
Like, it literally would be a bunch of points if they, like, lacked up and didn't sprint all the way to catch this ball.
Right. And I guess you really can't have it go, like, NBA, how, like, they, you know, bullshit the first three. And then they serious in the fourth. Because, you know, it goes rather fast in baseball. And, you know, it can go rather fast. Like, three up, three down could happen on both sides. And that's in, you know, in quick fashion.
I think it should be more rules to the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Like, put more rules in play just for this
particular game. Or maybe a little handicap. Like, you know, maybe not everybody take the field. You know? So, like, maybe instead of first, second, shortstop, third, you go first, second,
or, like, cause third. I'm, what I'm looking at, you know, at
no
is
shortstop.
Like, I think you could.
You know, I don't know.
I think you should shorten the span of each pitcher for sure. Like, even the ace should go two innings. Two innings. One till you're done with pitching.
Yeah.
You know, I think that'll get more points on the
and
board.
I think that's the part of it that kind of kills the offense happening. You know, the fielding is one thing. We talking about, like, the best pitchers on both sides. Yeah, it's great, like, Jesus Christ. Like,
Jesus Christ. Good luck hitting that
third?
Shit.
Oh, my God. You talking about Sonny Gray in the fourth. What? Like, oh, my God. I don't know. It was entertaining, man. I tell people all the time, like, when I talk about baseball, I'm like, bro, I'm not a big baseball guy like that. Like, I'm relatively familiar with it, but it's not really my sport. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've gotten into baseball more behind betting, but I know baseball. You know what I'm saying? And I don't really know how to make it that, you know, a little bit more of a fun thing for the...
Of a lax game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see that shit either, but...
I wanted to start with the NBA in-season tournament. Do you hear that? Man, hear about that?
Yeah, I did. And I just heard about it. I don't even necessarily know what it means, what it's going to stand for in the season, like what's the significance of it.
From the WNBA. Mm-hmm. They do an in-season tournament. And it's called the Governor's something. Maybe yeah, Governor's well, Cup. What's the something point like that. Of it? I don't really know. I think the WNBA, there is a point to it. But I know in the NBA, they haven't made a particular point to it. But I think it's just another way to try to spice up the games early on to make the players play before Christmas. Oh, you know, because a lot of times they, you know, just trying to get their feet back so they relaxed and, you know, they don't really come in a stride or really start caring about the games until right before All-Star break, you know. So, because it's in November, you know, so it's early in the season where everybody should be playing, everybody should be healthy, you know, let's get into it. But I don't see the need for it. I just don't. Like, I just see it as another way to kind of upset your players in a sense, you know, and have them just, I don't even know, because it just doesn't, it serve purpose, like. And I'm looking at everybody explain it. I'm like, okay, but for what? You know, then it's, oh, you go to Vegas for the final, and it's for what?
Yeah, like, I just don't understand it. I just think they're doing
like they were just trying to shorten the season.
They'll end up voiding that shit. It'll be like the sleeve jerseys. That shit will be over with in like 2 years. The players ain't going
to play. I like the sleeve jerseys. I didn't mind those.
I didn't mind the sleeve jerseys either, but they... That came and went.
You know what I did not like, though? Those Christmas uniforms with the cursive. Mm-mm. Those were a miss for me. I didn't like those at all. Nobody's.
NBA, please bring back your team selected jersey for the All-Star game.
Thank you.
Fuck that.
Thank you.
East, West, Pride, whatever. Just...
I don't even care about
rep the
team,
Nuggets,
whoever.
If that's
like,
who you play for and
yeah,
wear their best
wear your team
alternate
uniform.
Jersey. If you on a away team and if you on a home team, you know, wear the best white uniform y'all have.
Right.
Best light color uniform y'all have.
Whether it be the city uniform or...
Yeah,
the,
whatever, the, whatever. If it's... If it's yeah, come on, man. We got to get with it.
Because some of the... Everybody uniforms ain't always hitting like the other ones do. So, yeah, that do make sense. Well, yeah, I'm all for that. Speaking of, they say NCAA football is coming back. I'm excited. Football's on the horizon, so I'm
fucking with
I'm
that
getting
too.
Jittery. You know what I'm saying?
For the people who play NCAA growing up, you know the significance. The variety of that shit is what really drives people to play. I mean, you're talking every school in the country having something to say on that game. Like, you could literally line up with nickels if you want.
I'll stand on a pedestal and say this. I'll stand on a ledge and say this. If NCAA never, like, shuts down, I don't think Madden holds that.
It does.
At high point like it would. If it stayed on that same track.
The NFL does. No. But that's what makes me say it. It's the NFL replica.
But what I'm saying is,
the niggas in college want to be. So
look at the way you can play college. Like you just said, all these other ways to play college football. And think about the athletes we missed. Like,
right,
the Bush era was probably the last era we had.
Everybody plays the game to get to that level. So you ultimately, like, at a point you feel like, fuck this. This is where I'm trying to be. And if you can play that, you know, that's that much more enjoyable, because that's ultimately where you was trying to be when you played your Road to Glory on NCAA and you was killing niggas, and you know, it was to get drafted and go to the league. You wasn't just killing niggas to be the man at Oregon.
I'll start down on that ledge, dog. I think NCAA football would rival or damn near pass up Madden if it had stayed.
Well, man, dog, but I think because of its variety, it's going to lose its sauce. You know, like, it's spread. Nah, and I ain't saying, like, lose its sauce
because
the fact
Madden
that nobody
going to
play it, but you still going to play with 25 teams. You're going to play with the teams in the top 25, maybe 25 more outsiders, and Nichols and fucking Tennessee State and FAMU and McNeese. They never gonna get a shot. Arkansas State will never be played with
but
on
see,
NCAA football.
If you're a real
football
baller, you don't get on sticks and play with your favorite team. You go random three times and you pick one of the three.
Fuck
come
that
on, man.
It's five niggas in all of La Place that play like that.
Oh,
and
knock
you
it off.
Ain't even one of them.
Knock it off.
So stop that shit.
Knock it off.
But
oh no, I'm very variety based on who's on who I'm
so
playing.
So you own three so, random picks and go.
Yeah, I've done that before. Yeah, nigga, I didn't necessarily say I'm like nice with it. Like, I wouldn't have went on the Madden bus with
right,
my skills.
So you should have got a better team. He was doing that shit for the fuck of it.
No, so look, I'll tell you this. NCAA football, the last NCAA they had when I believe Mariota was still at Oregon, right? I played with Oregon, played with Michigan State, I played with Georgia, played with USC, I believe. No,
all the top 25 teams.
No, I didn't play USC. I lied.
All the teams
Michigan
the
State
top
was 25. was a sleeper because I was low key nice with them. Like the way they was set up, I was low key nice with them.
Okay, I used to fuck with Ole Miss.
Check it out though. Looking back on it though, Le'Veon Bell was a running back, so that's why they were so nice. Didn't right. even know it, but yeah. Madden, I played with the Ravens early. I played with Carolina, of course. I played with the Chiefs when it was Alex Smith, not Patrick Mahomes. I wasn't a jocker. Who else did I play with? Oh, man, that really was it. I used to play with Houston when they had
Deshaun.
No. When it was D-Hop and like Mallett was one of the quarterbacks. I forget his first name. He was like
Ryan
a backup. Mallett.
Yeah, R.I.P. Ryan Mallett.
I forgot he died. My fault. Rest in peace. Yeah. I used to play with them because they were nice. That was when J.J. Watt was in his prime.
So, yeah. Speaking of Arkansas football and
come
Tennessee
on,
football and LSU football and Alabama football and all that SEC football, I'm going to go out on a – not really go out on a limb – but I'm looking for somebody else, you know, because of course they're going to be that somebody else. But I just want to throw a couple teams out there that I believe could be that somebody else outside of the SEC that get into the top four, not name Ohio State, mm-hmm. not name Michigan.
Who you got?
I got two schools in the Pac-12, Pac-10, whatever that shit is. Should be the Pac-6. Cause that's
what
it's gonna be. It's gonna be like four teams in that bitch before it's all over. But dog, I'm really looking at Oregon bringing back Bo Nix. I think that's like, dog, that's incredible. Like if you paid attention the year Oregon had, they had some losses, but Oregon was a team that you felt like outside of that obliteration, week one, that they could go with anybody.
Oh yeah, for
and
sure.
I feel like they proved that up. But on the same side, I feel like USC is the same way. You know,
they'll be back in the mix.
The quarterback play is ultimately, it's going to carry them. I mean, you'll see again this year that kid's going to be the best football player.
I'll tell you about them off the clock. Remind me to off the mic. Remind me to tell you, ask you about USC.
But
because I'm gonna show you something.
I do believe he will be the best player in all of college football next year again.
Facts. Think he win the Heisman?
Again.
Gotcha. Well, like a dark horse. Drake May. Gotcha. LSU to win the SEC? No.
No. And I fuck with LSU. I'm hoping I'm wrong. I really do. If I'm wrong, I'm gonna come back and say it, and I'm gonna be smiling because that mean the state lit. But dog, that conference is ridiculous. I'm not sure you're gonna beat Tennessee. I'm just not sure. Joe Milton presents some problems, dog.
Are they on that side? Tennessee is on their side.
They on that side. Yeah.
Division. Okay. Here's why I say that.
So they played last year. Let me see.
I haven't really heard any hoopla about what's going on in Tuscaloosa.
I ain't sleep on that either.
I'm not sleep on it, but I'm just like. Interesting.
Yeah, but you know something's
coming.
Something brewing. You definitely know something is on the way.
Because they handled their business against Kansas State, and like I feel like they were disrespected by the opponent.
Absolutely.
Opponent and the game.
Absolutely. And that's a taste that's gonna get in the mouth that they got to get out their mouth.
For sure.
But I will say they had a lot of dudes come and go.
Yeah.
You know, so now is Nick gonna get his guys, dog.
For sure.
And when Nick get his guys. I'll just be on the lookout. People gonna get their ass whooped.
People gonna be in
but,
trouble. I know
what LSU cranked the season off. I'm just breaking out their schedule. September 3rd against Florida State. That game is like in Orlando, so it's basically a home game for Florida State. Then they play Grambling. Then they play Mississippi State. They got Arkansas, yeah. Ole Miss, Missouri, Auburn, Army, Bama, Florida. Georgia State and Texas A&M. So
where's that A&M game?
That A&M game is in Tiger Stadium.
Okay, I'm gonna see if it's out there. Like, ooh, shit.
So they on the other side this year. It seems like they're not gonna play Tennessee, but then they're gonna get because who they didn't play last year? Did LSU play? Did they play? They didn't play Mizzou last year. That's the game they got that they didn't play against.
I don't believe so.
That team last year.
So
they got to swap out.
I'll bring this back up before we get to the serious shit because we don't have a lot of sports to talk about. Going back though, you had a lot of jerseys growing up. So I got one on.
I had a few. I had a few jerseys.
One?
I don't.
You don't?
I remember my first few.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you some good shit. And
on
the worst note possible for a nigga like me.
Whatever you had, bro.
So starting with, I got the sky blue with the yellow trim, the white letters, Denver Nuggets, Carmelo Anthony.
Okay.
Young cat, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what my mom them was on, but shout out to mom, shout out to pops, love them to death. Because they kept a young nigga fresh.
Yeah.
Bro, I had the jersey on, the one I just told you about.
Mm-hmm.
I had a fresh pair of Carmelo Anthony's, his shit had just dropped. Yeah. I had the little Carmelo Anthony's, and this was the 1000, so I had the wristbands, the white
wristbands.
And then I had the white headband.
You know what I thought was ill when they came out with the double color ones? I'm like, oh,
that's
hit.
Sick.
Couldn't get none of them. I'm like,
that
sick.
Bitch is ill. That's disgusting. Facts. Shout out to the 2000s, dog.
Oh, yeah.
The Kenyon Martin, Stephon Marbury days that niggas don't
facts.
Know nothing about.
Nothing.
They don't know nothing about that.
Think wristbands
gonna
come back?
Bullshit, huh?
Could you see wristbands coming back in the NBA?
Hell no.
Really?
Possibly. I think
ain't coming back.
I think
with them
it's a,
back. Somebody gonna jump on
it's
that.
It's a style jocking thing. You know, it'll be a nigga that do it that's nice, and then suddenly all the little high school kids will do it.
Yeah.
And then you'll see every grown ass man in the NBA do it.
Yeah, man. My first jersey was a red with a gray trim, T Mac with the Rockets.
Oh shit! Oh yeah, that's hype. That's
that
hype.
My first one.
And I got another one for you. What was your second?
If I'm not mistaken, my second one was either a black Spurs Tim Duncan.
Okay.
Or it was
the 21.
What was the other one I had? Cause I had the Spurs. I had the Rockets. And I had somebody else in a white. Or maybe it wasn't white. I can't remember what it was, but I know it was two for sure.
It's going to come back to you.
It will. Look, I'm going to probably remember as soon as we finish.
My second one was, dog, I got, so I told you about the mellow. My second was Bron. I got the Bron jersey. This one, the shit started. I got started.
A Bron one late. It was this one, the shit started. The end of the Cleveland run.
I got the, like, kind of that burgundy with the
Cavaliers
and the fucking gold trim with navy letters. I had that joint, but I had the shorts to go with it. So I had the Bron jersey, the shorts to go with it. And we went to Florida that year. I was traveling with my AAU team. And nigga, I went to fucking Universal Studios in my LeBron James outfit. I wore the same outfit to watch him play. The only time I ever seen him play in New Orleans when he was with Cleveland.
Yeah.
So yeah, hey, just good memories. And then I got to end it with this bullshit.
Yeah.
My grandma, you wrong, Mamon.
Uh-oh.
And I'm never going to forgive you for this.
Uh-oh.
This is part of my Saints hatred. This is where it started. Uh-oh. When I was a little itty bitty boy, she put this bullshit in front of me and gave it to me as a Christmas gift. And I am never forgiving you for this. A fucking Aaron Brooks number 2 jersey.
Not the AB2.
Bro, don't give that nigga no nickname. He was awful. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's.
Hey, man, I'm mad
about that. That shit hurt me. Still to this day, because I was out here wearing that as a little kid, and I was a loser.
I wanted a Vic jersey so bad. The black old school Dirty Birds one?
Yeah.
I wanted one so bad. I didn't like the 04 edition one with the red and the...
Yeah, the red.
It was just too much going on. It looked better on the field. It didn't look like all that on the body. Dog, I'm really fucking brain stuck on that, the other jersey I had. I had those two. I had the Duncan. I had the T-Mac, and fuck, I cannot remember. My cousin gave me an old school Hornets Alonzo Mourning.
Oh, shit.
The teal. Yeah. Nice. Nice.
I had that Laker joint, that LeBron Laker joint when he first got though. The 23.
That shit is fresh. I like that one you got.
The 23. I gave it to somebody, bro.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I'm having a hard time fucking with dude, but I love that fucking Brooklyn Nets jersey I got. I ain't gonna lie.
KD?
Yeah.
Oh, man, fuck you in that.
Just because I like the way that shit hit. I had a Brooklyn Nets beanie.
Before it does.
In the KG era. You know what I'm saying? I had a...
I think I'm gonna give me a... I want a Stephon Marbury jersey.
I want a KG.
I think I'm gonna try to get that New Jersey Nets one.
What?
Stephon Marbury.
Ooh, that's sick. I wanted a black Timberwolves KG. Couldn't get it.
Black Timberwolves KG. Hell yeah. I might get that one.
I want that one. Because
you know the boy started off with Timberwolves. Yeah. I might go get that bitch.
Yeah. So what I wanted to get on at the beginning. Before we get on some serious shit. Shout out to Jamie Foxx, man.
Yeah, Jamie's back for all you motherfuckers who claim and clone. Shut the fuck up. Y'all don't know what y'all talking about.
I mean, outside of the claim and clone shit, you had to see he was around to even claim that clone shit.
Right.
So,
and what is that shit? Hold on.
Man.
What is that shit? Like,
the same thing with Gucci. The same thing with fucking
something. Like, don't the motherfucker got to grow? Like, what they got? They made a nigga in the lab and put a brain in him?
Doppelganger,
like, boy, niggas apparently. Is so stupid, man.
I don't know, bro.
Y'all need to stop that bullshit.
Like they said, last
clone the man, and he grew to 45 years old. Like, how Jamie Foxx over 50 years old? I'm sure
should be. Cool, knocking on, you know.
You know. So when they had time to age this Jamie Foxx clone, hey, man, shout out to Jamie Foxx. Go ahead, hold on. Which time?
Like I said last episode, sometimes you just shut the hell up. Sometimes, you know.
Most times that be the answer. Most times for a lot of us.
Because
only certain people are supposed to talk, bro. Everybody's not intelligent. Some of us better serve with our mouth closed.
When we blow, I'm telling you now, I'm damn near going to sue these blog sites for reporting on me. Like, don't do that. Please don't. Like, I want to cease and desist right now. Don't.
I ain't fucking with it.
I just
I'm trying to be that guy.
Yeah. Like, please
don't. I don't care about what money it could bring me.
I'm good.
You know, on the back end when this go out and the publicity stunt. I don't give a fuck. I just want to live, you know.
I just want to rock.
But, yeah, with that shit.
Like, I did that. I just want to rock.
Hit that, Man, Jack, what we on?
Let me see.
To these motherfuckers.
We
let's hit their head with this
$1,000 haircuts or what? You want to touch on that real quick?
Absolutely.
So, someone posted a screenshot thread of a haircut appointment with a travel barber, right? So the guy gives him his address. Bottom address says Calabasas, California. Right?
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with that.
Me neither, right? Boom. So the guy, the barber, hits him back. We're like, okay, cool. You know, he says, you know, you live a little ways, et cetera, et cetera. Give him a little rundown of a number. Number total out to be $1,150.
Hey, you want this exclusive stupid-ass service?
Here I don't give a fuck if I live on Jupiter. Like,
here you go,
$1,100 for a haircut? Are we serious?
Hey, like, man, nigga had me travel all the way to his house so I could cut his hair.
Bro.
And we on some high grade expensive shit, because that seemed like what the dude was on with the come travel to Calabasas. Like,
I better not need a haircut for the rest of my life. My hair better literally stop growing.
I mean, obviously that shit high, but like, you know, $500, I wouldn't have been mad.
If I got it like that, yeah. If I live in Calabasas, I just have $500 for a haircut. Fucking, yeah,
you cutting a nigga hair in Calabasas?
True. Well, we don't know where the guy's from. The guy needed a haircut living in Calabasas.
Right. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Go ahead and get him.
Jesus Christ, bro. $1,100. That is disgusting. You said you had a question. Let's get into some serious shit. You know, talked about Jamie Foxx and his, you know, coming to and all this coming, shit.
Yeah, shout out to Jamie.
Yeah, let's get into some serious shit.
Dog, I seen a post today on Instagram. Hold on. Let me
come on, man. Talk to him.
Get this out for the people. Don't mind me, I'm a little swift.
A little swift or a little slow?
One or two. Swift, I'm swift. I be on Instagram a lot, you know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't, y'all know my situation. I got a woman, so, you know, this what I do for my entertainment. You know, instead of
scrolling gram, right?
Running around with you dumbass bitches, just look at you dumbass bitches.
Jesus.
And listen, dude, Justin LeBoy, that boy started it off saying, if my girl overthinks, I'm over-explaining. Simple. You know, on his hashtag respectfully. Shout out to Justin LeBoy.
Okay.
You know, entertainment purposes.
If my girl overthinks, you know, I'm over-explaining.
You going over the top to reassure. That's simply what we have with it.
Okay.
What's the deal with you know, I said women and this over, this reassuring thing that nobody else does? Like, that shit is unique to one said type of people. And what the fuck is up with that? Like, I'm just saying from a standpoint of, like, the reassuring, because I don't see anything wrong with your beauty, you know, reassuring you about that and about how much I love you, you know, through my daily works of life. You know, I should display that every day. I should reassure you every day with that, you know, every other day, whatever the fuck.
Right.
But that I ain't, you know, going over the top, like, you ain't got no social media because you so hell-bent on your bitch knowing you not, you know, to the point where
I feel like it's a, not necessarily case by case, but I do feel like if there's history, you should try to make sure that, you know, all bases are covered.
Definitely.
All times.
For,
you know?
Sure, for sure.
So it's,
and,
like,
and even then with the history, less even on a person, because when history is a factor, somebody took somebody back. So if you the person on the receiving end of when they did, they, you know, when they cheated on you and you took them back, you that person.
So even outside of a cheating, even if it's a miscommunication thing, right? So what I'm saying is,
all that's cheating the women.
No. What I'm saying is, whether it be miscommunication, you cheated, you lied to me, et cetera, down the line, that becomes an issue, you should address it the same way. So what I'm saying is, if you cheated, all right, you should definitely make sure all bases are covered. If something comes up to where you look like you out your bed, you know what I'm saying? Like, point blank and simple. Like, you can't just be like, oh, nah, man, you tripping. When you got your foot halfway up your ass.
Definitely.
You know, so you gotta, you know, do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? But, like, If it's a simple miscommunication thing, you know, my bad, you know, I got it next time, et cetera, et cetera. But I just feel like it's a case by case thing, but it should be the same level based on what it is, you know?
And I agree with that, but my issue is, I think at some point, you know, where does the trust come in at? In so many True. Words, I'm asking, where does the guy get the benefit of the doubt? I mean, goddamn.
So,
because I can't like, speak you know, for women, you, as a man, that but I'm about to say that exactly. You can't speak for women, whatever the fuck. But as a man, you know, you should be able to go to the store. Say that's your task. That's whatever the fuck you doing.
Right.
And you decide, man, fuck it. I'm out in the store. I won't stop and give me a beer. And I'm going bust a few fucking corners. You know, I'm riding my shit. I won't let my music bang for a little bit. And I'm, you know, I'm just going to swing through the hood on the way home.
Okay, now.
You know, that's it.
Like, swinging through the hood can't involve in swinging into Sarah's or driveway. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
so,
nah.
So then, no, I don't see a problem with that.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, you... in a case like that, instead of, like, you shouldn't have to come home and explain to your wife, like, it took you 25 years.
I was out there joyriding.
Even if that's good enough.
Yeah, that's definitely good enough.
I think you really don't have to say nothing personally.
Yeah,
but
now,
saying that is
now, what I'm saying is this. Now, you can't just say, oh, man, I took a joyride. If the last time you went, took a joyride, you ended up, like I said, at somebody's house and you got caught.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, well,
so
then
you
your slate
that.
Is different, but in the same breath,
yeah,
that person took you back. It's up to them because they took you back.
Yeah,
to get that, you know, if it bothers you, let's talk about that shit.
Yeah.
You know, let's put it out. I need you to say, hey, like, look, you know, the last time your ass went riding out, you weren't swung by that woman. You know, if you if that's what you're doing, I need you to shoot me a text. Because you wanted to be with the bitch, so now you got to kind of vibe with whatever.
Text her, yeah, I'm about to go swing by, Suzanne right quick.
No.
But
you took your joyride, but the last time you took your joyride, you was by
Suzanne. Oh, yeah, so say like, yeah, I'm going to
so
be a little while,
this
taking,
time,
you know, taking a little joyride.
Yeah, I'm going to be a little minute, be extra 20. I'm going to get me a beer.
Right, okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, you got to put that work in because, you know, you were
right.
offender.
Exactly.
You're an offender. You know, when you go to jail,
you got pending charges.
You can't get some jobs.
Exactly.
Or you got to do extra shit to get the job. Like, they won't look at in the door when you take a piss test, like, and everybody else get to close the door and shit. They won't look at you pissed.
So,
but,
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
So, why do you think the people that are cool with you or close with you are close with you? You get what I'm saying?
Cause I'm honest, dog.
No, be dead ass.
I am. Look,
okay.
I am. I think I'm honest, and I'm so honest to a point that shit be funny sometimes, you know. And
yeah.
I think that really draws the people.
It's been
in
too many times
when
me and you have
space.
Been together, and you've just been too honest. While I'm like,
oh,
yeah,
man,
we're gonna be
sick.
In some shit.
Yeah, this nigga's sick.
I'm like,
but
wow.
But not on some real shit though, cause like, and that's just the way I operate, bro. I just operate off honesty. I just believe that, like, or you should just say how you feel, cause I ain't gonna lie. I mean, niggas be lying.
Yeah,
I done lied to a bitch before. I done lied to my mom. I done lied to my brother. Like,
I think that's kind of why part of why we stick so much. We're brutally honest.
Yeah,
you know,
but
like,
you know, at the end of the day, it's like, man, look. The truth shall set you free. And I
Definitely.
Really believe that. You will never be free at the mind if you holding in some shit that you can just display as the truth. Like,
yeah.
you can just pour it out as the truth.
So,
and then you will be fine.
I've been so brutally honest with one of my close friends that she looked to me to basically, you know, give her advice on some shit recently. And I was, you know, really honest. I'm like, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. X, Y, and Z, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? Like, and here's why, you know? And she knows it's out of love. All my friends know it's out of love. Like, people that come to me for opinion and advice, you know you're gonna get the truth, whether you like to hear it or not.
And that's real.
And
that's
tell you, like, man, you don't wanna hear this, but yeah, you fucked up. You wrong. And you know, I've told it to you. I'm like,
yeah, hell yeah.
You mad, you hot right now, my nigga, but you dead ass fucking
But that's
wrong.
That's the game, bro. You know, and when I say the game, I'm talking about the game of life.
Yeah.
You know, that same game of life that my dog Wallow be talking about. But, man, yeah, if you got to make sure you have those people around you, because, yeah, you know, a lot of people just kiss ass. And I'm glad you asked me that question, because while I told you people, you know, why I have an attraction for, you know, my friends or whoever, you know, is around me, a lot of times a motherfucker will be around you, but it's for the totally wrong reason. You know, it's absolutely for the wrong reason.
Facts.
And that shit can be so critical. So at least I feel like my reasoning for motherfuckers sticking is good. You know, like, some people's reasoning for sticking ain't good. What you think your shit is? Why you think motherfuckers gravitate to Rendon?
First of all, don't call me fucking Rendon ever again. Second of all, like I said, I think I have a level of honesty with people. Like, even people that I'm not, like, the closest with, like, I'm willing to be respectfully serious and honest with you.
Yeah.
If you come to me, like, I have a couple friends that, like, I'm not the most, like, publicly friend social with or whatever, but we've talked, and I'm like, like, you be bugging sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But just take that with a grain of salt, you know what I'm saying? And people that, like, I'm really close with, yeah, I'll tell you, I'm like, yeah, you were tripping, you know? Like, and that, I think I have a level of character, like, solid character that people gravitate to. Even at work, bro, like,
yeah, I think you're a high character. I take my look like, person. Yeah, I
fucked that up. That's my
fault. Bro, a lot of people, you know, like, you, like, they built with no substance, you know? It's just like, it's what you see, that's exactly what it is. Like, there's nothing beyond that, so you don't even need to go over there talking to them, because literally what you see, that's all it is. Like, so, that nigga's no better. That girl's no better than that.
Earlier today at work, the young cat that worked with us, I brought a realization to his mind, right? From just experiencing life as a male, growing up, being old, he's young, right? And I told him, and I said, bro, I don't have a reason to lie to you. I said, everybody in here that you've asked has confirmed it. And I haven't told him anything about our conversation. I ain't got a reason to lie to you. You know, like, I don't get from that. Like, lying to people, bro, for what? Just be honest. If somebody's coming to you for a serious opinion, how dare you lie to them or not be straight up with them? If that's somebody you're close with. Because that could lead down the wrong path.
Right.
To say, for example, you coming to me about a situation with another female friend of yours, or whatever example, and I'm like, oh, no, man, I think she tripping, blah, 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 and you go react to that shit, and something happened to you. Or let's just say I'd be like, nah, man, you good, man. I think you should go try to get back with her. But deep down, you know damn good and well, you shouldn't. But my opinion, he's like, man, I'm going to see what you say.
It'll sway me.
It'll sway somebody. You know what I'm saying? So I'm never upset when my opinion isn't taken, when I, you know, give it out. But I just know, I told you, and I would never necessarily say I told you so, but I told you, you know?
Right, and, like, I think, because you kind of took my answer by saying honest, and I think that's the wrong choice of word. I want to go with credible. Like, you a credible motherfucker. Like, the way you
thank
live,
you, man. Appreciate that.
Is credible. So with that being said, the way you're honest is always accepted. You know, like, most, like, you don't really have no issue. You don't really be getting into it with nobody because you're credible. Home, like, you know, you ain't no pastor or none of that bullshit.
Nah,
but, like,
and I've lived a life of fucking sin. Like, I can't even lie 100%. About that. 100%.
Like, you like, couldn't talk to me if we, you know, we wouldn't mesh. But, like, at the same time, it's like, you know, you have this credibility. Like, you know, you just honest. And with that, you know, comes that shit that. So what you think, a lot of people should be built on? Because I told you, I think, you know, a lot of people gravitate towards friends for the wrong reasons. I think, like, with the males and the females, I think we just, like, kind of rally around the wrong shit.
Of course.
Like, nigga kick it with a guy for the clout, you know, because the nigga got tripping and some hoes around, right? That, and that's obvious. I want people to know that if you that guy or you that chick,
we all see you.
We see you, man. You're not ducking nobody. Like, you wondering why you find it in the motherfucker and you can't seem to get no nigga. They see you. The niggas you looking at.
The friend
at,
that's in the front that ain't really looking at nobody. She the one covering the most of the bill. We know
exactly.
We know
exactly the one you don't want to put on the camera because she mad.
Because y'all are y'all blowing up, acting that childish bullshit, and shit.
Acting childish. Come on, man. Yep. We not crazy.
We not crazy.
And, dog, we know what's up. We know what's up with you, too.
Yeah.
You know, like everybody, in the, you ain't even put in on the weed. But we out here kicking it. Like,
Right,
you in here passing the weed to these hoes. And you ain't even, you know what I'm saying?
I got a homeboy.
Oh,
right?
Man, you done smoked the piss out of my blood and you passed it to this bitch.
Him and his roommates used to host house parties, right? Back when we were all in college, right? And he would literally tell us, like, man, like, I got one on me. This is for us and us only. It was for them, and it was like two of us extra, right? You're like, man, this is for us. If I swing this to you, it better come back to me or one of us. If any of y'all pass this shit to anybody else, it's going to be a problem. I said, Lord, yes, indeed. But he cool, man. He didn't mean that with no shit. But
nah,
like,
but on some shit real shit, dog. Like, for that, I'm just saying, bro, like, a lot of times it be some sugar shit that y'all, that's what y'all friendship is bounded around.
To, like, bring it in full circle.
Just friends with you because they could use you. Like, maybe this girl do hair and now she your best fucking friend. Yeah, like, because you want to be a hair page, bitch. Like, right. Come on, man.
And then to stop bring that shit full circle, party, you know, get going or whatever, and soon as he go to light it, everybody, hey.
Yeah, come
and,
on,
and, you know, back up. Like, it's like a swarm. It was disgusting.
I see what's going on. Like,
it was disgusting. You
I
know
see what's going on.
You've been MIA, but have you seen this shit with this AI? With these, like,
oh, yeah, I'm
so
glad
the
you brought that up.
Females are making, like, wedding pictures and pregnancy and babies and shit.
Fucking headshot portraits for jobs, and hey. I seen babies. I seen a nigga create a whole family. Man, I'm on y'all ass. This
oh, yes. Oh, so you seen somebody do a family?
Yeah. A nigga literally was like, this is yada, yada, yada last name. Yeah. Like, S, with an S on the end, because right. It was, you know, kids, mm-hmm. him, yes, family. Indeed. Big AI created family. I'm like, bro, hey. Y'all are insane. Y'all pandering. Very. Right into the traps.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like, you know, like, so, y'all literally partying around this shit. That's gonna be the reason a lot of people lose their jobs, and y'all don't even see it. Are we that
or
ignorant?
Just, man, archiving information on us, man? Like, I haven't gotten into any of that AI shit, bro. I don't fuck with Siri, none of it. I'm good.
Like, you know, are that. We that? Are we
I can
that?
Still move my fingers and do what I gotta do. I don't
exactly.
need all that bullshit.
I can still use my hands
and. It so I'll be funny with you. So I'm on the gram, you know what I'm saying? Scrolling through people's stories, right? Friend of mine, you know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, distant friend, you know, via social media, but not necessarily the most socially public friend, right? So she did the AI thing with the wedding pictures and stuff like that. Now she is in a long term relationship or whatever, and I'm like, when the fuck did all that happen? I'm like, well, I literally had to ask myself, I'm like, man, where the hell have I been? Because I don't remember none of this. Like, I remember, you know what I'm saying? She's saying she was getting married or being pregnant. Like, I'm like, dog, this child looks like she's like 2 years old. I'm like,
yeah, what the fuck?
Dog, I'm like, fucking congratulations. She was like, this is an AI thing, et cetera. She gave me the rundown. I'm like, oh, my bad. I thought I missed something. Because I'm like, oh,
man, that shit's sick.
Am I living under a rock or some shit? Where this came from? But I don't know. I guess it's all fun and all games and all that shit until you realize that, hey, y'all pulling from one parent as if that's how it works. Like, know how that shit works.
It's all a psychological trap.
Everybody I've seen posted, I'm like, yeah, of course the kid looks exactly like you. You pulling from one face.
And that's not how it goes.
It's not really how it goes. Y'all have fun.
And y'all stupid, because I'm telling you, like, half of you niggas and half of you bitches pick the wrong people anyway.
Oh, man.
So you going to get with your ugly
that's
ass
a whole
baby
other conversation.
Daddy.
Amen.
Because the nigga got dreads, and up underneath them dreads, he like a fucking baboon. And that's who you gonna have your kid with, and you gonna have a baby baboon.
That's disrespectful. That's wild. That's insane.
And
I can't
exactly
believe you said
that. On the reverse side, like I said, bro, they be kicking it and fucking with your boy, because I'm brutally honest. And I'm just saying that everybody baby ain't cute. I think my son cute. I thought he was a cute kid. I ain't saying everybody kid cute. That guy's ugly ass little kids, and it don't come from nowhere. They parents be ugly as a motherfucker.
I got another topic, but I'm even scared to bring it up with you on this hostile rant right now.
Because they be picking ugly motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring this up. Yeah, we'll talk about it next time.
Say what it is.
We'll talk about it next time.
Fat head ass baby.
All right, on that note, we're out of here. We get you. You bugging.